Brilliance Audio presents The Spirit of the Dragon by William Andrews, performed by Janet Song and Emily Wu Zeller. One. I can't say if having the comb with the two-headed dragon has been a blessing or a curse. Perhaps, like most things mystical, it's some of both. It's like Korea itself, the country where the comb came from, the country from where my American family adopted me. South Korea, the miracle on the Han River. North Korea, the enigma on the Taedong River. I'm at my bank in downtown L.A. to get it from my safe deposit box. The ancient clerk looks like a ghost haunting the dark, dank basement of the 70-year-old building. She has long white hair and wears a black skirt that reaches to her ankles. She's slow and deliberate as she rises from her chair and comes to me. I give her my driver's license and tell her my box number is 1257. She pulls out an index card from a wooden file drawer, verifies my ID, and then says, "Follow me, Ms. Carlson." I push through the counter's swinging doors and follow her into the vault. It's dead quiet in here, and musty. The lighting is poor. Everything is cold, hard metal. Even the floor. There must be thousands of boxes in long rows with impressive hinges and brass numbers on the front. As I follow the clerk, I wonder what's hidden inside these boxes. Wills declaring who will be rewarded and who will be repudiated when the box's owner dies. Diamond jewelry and pearls stashed away until the next wedding or high society affair. Valuable coins, gold bars, rare bills. Journals with the owner's confessions. Love letters. So many treasures, so many secrets. But none as precious or as significant as the one in the second row from the bottom, halfway down one of the narrow aisles, inside box 1257. We're at my box, and I'm surprised how nervous I am. I haven't seen the comb since I moved to L.A. Back then, I put it inside the box, turned the key, and waited for the next adventure it would take me on. It came at exactly 9:55 this morning. I was in my office reviewing a green card petition for one of my clients. My assistant, John, knocked on my door and stuck his head in. "Anna," he said.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"